This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. economy continues to create jobs as ADP and Moody's Analytics have just released a report showing that it added 227,000 private sector jobs this month, 9,000 more than the 218,000 private payroll jobs that were created in September. Most of these gains are in the services industry, adding 189,000 jobs, construction and manufacturing each adding about 17,000. In Boston.
I'm just up here for the day, and I wouldn't miss it for the world.
That Red Sox fan is referring to is the big parade to celebrate the Red Sox World Series championship. That parade is going to step off in just about an hour. The Boston police are urging fans who are crowding the roads already to act responsibly. USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Loud protests by Muslims in the streets of Islamabad, Pakistan. That after Pakistan's Supreme Court today overturns a Christian woman's conviction for blasphemy against Islam, the mother of four had been on death row for 8 years and became the first woman sentenced to death by hanging under Pakistan's harsh blasphemy laws. But again, her conviction was overturned today by Pakistan's highest court. More details coming out about a plan to smear Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who's heading up the Russia investigation. His office is asking the FBI to investigate the possible smear after a woman reportedly told several reporters earlier this month she was offered money to make unfounded sexual misconduct claims against Mueller. Harley Davidson's recalling over 178,000 2017 and 2018 model year motorcycles because of a dangerous clutch problem. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A prompt ceasefire in Yemen and the beginning of peace negotiations are being called for by U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Mattis saying he wants to see an end to airstrikes by the coalition supported by Saudi Arabia. Pompeo says talks led by the United Nations to help end a 3-year war there should start again next month. Various reports say that Boston mobster James Whitey Bulger, who was found dead in a West Virginia prison cell yesterday, was murdered. Prison workers say two fellow inmates killed the former mob boss right after he had been transferred to USP Hazleton, a high-security prison. The 89-year-old mobster was convicted in connection with at least 11 murders when he was running a mob in Boston. President Trump says he'll sign an executive order to end birthright citizenship in America, but can he actually do that? Even a fellow Republican doesn't think so. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
House Speaker Paul Ryan says that the Constitution is pretty clear that the 14th Amendment rights can't be undone by an executive order.
You obviously cannot do that. You cannot end birthright citizenship with an executive order. We didn't like it when Obama tried changing immigration laws via executive action, and obviously as conservatives, we believe in the Constitution.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. James Hurston is with us, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing?
We're doing great. Target-rich environment.
Without a doubt, as we count down the days to the midterm election, early voting already underway, and things are coming down to maybe a handful of states that could be critical in all this, huh?
Now, I guess that's true, and one of them, of course, is California, but also Michigan, where former President Obama urged Michigan voters to go out and vote early. Mm-hmm. The only problem was there wasn't any early voting at the time.
Well, he meant to say early and often, but somehow the often got edited out. Yeah.
And he could have been talking about one of the other 56 states.
Yes, exactly. Well, there's no voter fraud, according to the former AG, Eric Holder. Looked the camera straight in the eye, goes, I don't even know what you guys are talking about. You know, what voter fraud? And I go, well, how come people keep getting arrested and convicted for it?
Yeah, exactly. Like in Texas, big voter fraud ring that was just busted. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we have voter fraud being sanctioned in California and San Francisco, where the mayor of San Francisco is urging people who are not here legally to vote. And, of course, we know that's been going on for a long time. The reason that the Democrats oppose any kind of sensible measures that basically are imposed anywhere. You know, if you do banking, if you go to the food store, you have to show ID. But not anything that you do that's sensible that would prevent fraud is considered, quote, voter suppression, which really means let us cheat.
Yes,
just stop
exactly.
interfering with our cheating.
Right. How dare you? Hey, this is the Democratic way, after all, for goodness sakes.
I'm originally from Chicago.
Okay.
Where, we know that there are lots of votes that come out of cemeteries, and we call them existentially challenged people.
Existentially? Those are expatriates that were once conservative, and somehow they're born again, they come out of the grave, and they vote Democrat, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and then the numbers, they go, well, you know, how do you guys figure there's 120% of the population in your voting district voting? How did that happen?
The voter rolls are much, much greater than the population all over this country.
Well, I'll tell you, James, what do you think is going to happen here? I mean, if liberals don't get something to hang their hat on, I'm afraid their heads are going to explode. I mean, they're still, you know, they're just barely getting their skulls on top of their head after 2016.
Oh, there's no question. There's going to be, if it turns out like 2016, I basically have loaded up on popcorn because I'm hoping that I'm going to be able to watch even more hysterical expressions on election night. I'll tell you what, though, nobody knows, and the experts are bound to be wrong. One of the things I think clearly that's going to happen is that the Republicans are going to outdo history. They're going to overperform in the Senate. They're going to pick up seats instead of losing seats. Mm-hmm. The House, the problem in the House, you know, we have six real serious contests that are supposedly close in the polls right here in California. Mm-hmm. And I'm afraid that when it comes to California, the opportunity to create votes is far too great. And, I don't know if all those seats will be lost, but I think that the House depends upon areas of the country where the Republicans are not in control and we don't know exactly what's going to happen. One thing that has happened is that the Democrats have outspent the Republicans in these House races, in some cases 3-1. Mm-hmm. And even veterans, like in my district, my congressman is Dana Rohrabacher.
Right, exactly.
Who has never had to really fight that hard for his seat, but is fighting hard now because so much money has poured in from all kinds of Democrat special interest groups to try to unseat him. I think he's going to eke it out, though. Mm-hmm. But I'm not so sure about some of the seats like Daryl Issa's seat, Ed Royce's seat, where incumbents have retired, leaving an open seat and giving the opportunity for these fake candidates. The reason I say that is because the rubber stamp Democrat candidate is a veteran, a military veteran, who sounds conservative, mm-hmm. but plans to vote with Pelosi. And I don't know if all the voters are going to see through that. Mm-hmm. That seems to be the quintessential pattern all over the country.
Yeah. James, that's kind of been the exposition, though. James, O'Keefe at Veritas exposed big time these politicians saying, well, we know we're radical, but we're not about to say that. We're going to play it to the middle because we want some of those Republicans to vote for us. And then once we get elected, I mean, they're just blatantly honest about this stuff. They're caught on camera. And I'm wondering if the local voters are going to, you know, figure this out, or if it's just you've got so many Democrats that are, just so antithetical and antagonistic towards the president that, you know, it doesn't matter what, they'd still, you know, they're going to go with this. And if we end up in socialistic society, I guess, collateral damage.
Exactly. Okay. Well, the Senate candidate in Tennessee, which in order for any Democrat to survive in Tennessee, they have to fake it. Phil Bredesen, that was what James O'Keefe exposed.
Right.
His secret agenda. But Marsha Blackburn's up by double digits. I think he's toast. Mm-hmm. And similarly, Claire McCaskill was exposed as saying, one of her aides basically saying that she can't really discuss her real positions on the issues. She has to fool the voters, and she's in trouble. Heidi Heitkamp's in trouble. That's why I say that the Republicans are going to overperform in the Senate. Mm-hmm. The problem are these House seats where there's much more opportunity for mischief, and there's certainly opportunity for overspending. The amazing race, of course, is that it shouldn't be a contest, is Ted Cruz versus Beto O'Rourke, who they're comparing to Kennedy. And I think the amount of money that poured in for him is a record never in the history of any Senate race. I think it's $70 million of overspending. But the big question is, are these polls confounded? Are they illegitimate because of the fact of people who are right of center not participating in the polls.
Yeah,
and I think there's a significant number of people, especially Trump supporters, mm-hmm. who don't put bumper stickers on their cars,
exactly.
who don't put signs on their lawns, because they know that their cars and houses will be vandalized.
Yeah, they're going to get harassed.
And feel the same way about taking a call from a pollster.
Yeah, without a doubt. James, we've got to leave it there for just a second. We've got more from James Hurston after this. Stay with us.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
As promised, fresh and independent, this is Bill Martinez. We're back at you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. James Hurston, New York Times best-selling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor, continues with us. James, as you were saying, and this has been my suspicion as well, just like in 2016, these polls are being juiced, the thumbs on the scale, you know, and this is
going to add to the confusion of Democrats when they're surprised that they do not get the gains that they will get. Disappointingly, you know, as you were saying earlier, for me, I mean, having been born and raised in California, I come back here, I got kids here, I visit here, I get to get closer to you and all this, but man, this state is just bananas. I mean, it's bad enough that the state itself is a one-party state, so now it's going to go total one-party, and it'll only have Democrats representing the West Coast. That's pretty crazy, isn't it?
No, it's California wants to be Cuba, it seems. But, you know, we'll have to see what happens. The idea of a far left-wing governor like Gavin Newsom being in charge of a supermajority, it should frighten every Californian. And hopefully it frightens enough of them to give Newsom's opponent, John Cox, a fighting chance. But the chances in California for the races here are less than the chances for the Republicans to keep the House. So right. I think the Republicans, we could wake up in the morning after the midterms and be very surprised. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of X factors. You know, supposedly the young people are energetic. The millennials are fired up. But we hear that every election, mm-hmm. and they never seem to turn out.
Well, look at Barack Obama. I mean, he's doing campaigns. He's struggling to, you know, even at UNLV, struggled to get 2,000 people there. Anaheim Stadium, you and I talked about it several weeks ago.
No.
I mean, it's like he's lost relevance. And then Hillary now is threatening to come back in 2020. And, I don't know. They may end up having to start a whole other party themselves and to try to, you know, have a run at it. But I can't imagine the Democrats want to revisit that.
She is absolutely 100% going to run.
Mm-hmm.
She's a megalomaniac, and these people that are asking her, even the New York Times has asked her to go away.
Right.
She's not going to go away, and she has this loyal cadre of Clintonistas and has plenty of fundraising ability and probably has the best organization of anyone that's running in terms of the infrastructure for running.
Yes. But James, think about it, though. Think about it for just a moment. She has had so many quid pro quo arrangements over the years. These people are going to still ride her. They're going to go, hey, look at, who knows, we might get lucky. We might be able to get some of that money back that we've given to her and the foundation. She's got to be president. If she's president, then boom, you know, then it's worth all the heartache and anxiety and everything and the investment that we put in their coffers, right?
Yeah, and absolutely, and expect to see one of the most vicious battles that we've ever seen in political history on the Democrat side. The battles in the primaries with them tearing each other to pieces with opposition research, but also the battle of who will control the rules. Because remember, that's how Hillary got in last time. She rigged it.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think that she's not going to try to rig it again? Of course she is. And they know, and so this is going to be, a popcorn mm-hmm. moment to watch. I think there's a very good chance that Hillary goes all out and does not get the nomination, that she loses out against one of the fresh faces like Joe Biden.
Yeah. you sit there and you count it down. I mean, Elizabeth Warren already, you know, pretty well nixed herself. Biden, I don't think so when it comes down to it. You had a couple more years and all the campaigning has to be done. He's not a proven winner. I mean, before, what did he get, 1% or something? I mean, he's just not that enigmatic. And then I can imagine all the ads they're going to show Creepy Joe, you know, cuddling up to women and getting real close in the back of their necks and stuff. I don't want to bear to see that any more than I want to see about Bill and Hillary Clinton and their marriage issues.
Those Creepy Joe ads, and then at the end of it, it'll say, I'm Kamala Harris, and I approve this message. Because Kamala Harris probably, even though she doesn't have the intellectual prowess and doesn't have the experience, she's probably better positioned than most of the, mm-hmm. you know, cadre of primary nomination figures
Cory Booker's done because of all the rumors circulating around him was, you know, if he
That's
survives,
true.
Right? So he.
I think he's weakened. I think he's probably done.
Yeah.
And there could be some people that rise that we haven't seen yet. That's what kind of happened with Barack Obama.
Exactly.
So we never know with the Democrats. But the ultimate, in the end, Trump's going to get reelected anyway. Mm-hmm. So it really doesn't matter. And this is the other thing to keep in mind. If the Democrats take the House, it's not going to be exactly as they think. They want to launch a lot of investigations. They're going to interfere with Mueller.
Right.
They're going to not do any business with the people, and the Senate won't let them, and nor will the president. And the president will pound for two solid years on the do-nothing House.
Exactly.
And then there'll be a presidential election, and mm-hmm. Trump will win and sweep the Republicans to a level in the House that they haven't seen for 50 years.
You know, and that's a good point, too, because Paul Ryan, I mean, as he's going out the exit door, he's got lots to brag about in terms of the bipartisan legislation that they were able to effect. It's kind of just happened silently there from the House, but you got to believe that when push comes to shove, all that effort and all that hard work that Ryan and the House Republicans did is going to pay off, because by comparison, it's going to really make the Democratic Party look like they're out of control. We got a couple minutes left, and I wanted to address your recent article about Megyn Kelly and her legal battle. What are you anticipating here, James?
Well, here's the thing. She hired a guy. It's actually someone I know, a top trial lawyer in the entertainment business. And by hiring this guy, she signaled the fact that she's going into a big battle. And she fired her agent, which was Creative Artists, one of the biggest in the world.
Mm.
And she's battling with Andy Lack. And if you don't remember that name, he's the chairman of NBC News and of MSNBC. And remember that this guy, Andy Lack, is the guy who oversaw the spiking of Ronan Farrow's story about Harvey Weinstein, oversaw Joy Reid's scandal that MSNBC so-called anchor. She said hackers planted homophobic slurs on her blog. He was in charge when NBC News waited almost a month before it finally revealed evidence that would discredit Michael Avenatti's client, Julie Swetnick's allegations.
Exactly.
They sat on that for more than 3 weeks. And so these are one scandal after another. And perhaps the biggest thing of all, Andy Lack brought Megyn Kelly to NBC and paid her $69 million over a 3-year contract. That contract is not going to be. You can't just say, oh, you're fired. And what this was all about, by the way, was that Megyn Kelly on her show, which is Megyn Kelly Today,
mm-hmm.
was talking to a panel about Halloween. And
right.
she asked the question of what is racist. And she says, people get in trouble if they're a white person who puts on blackface at Halloween or a black person who puts on whiteface. But that was okay when I was a kid, as long as you were dressing like a character.
Right.
Now, that is a discussion, and all she was stating were facts. There wasn't a single opinion. There's nothing racist about that discussion. She used a word that is a trigger word, blackface.
Right.
And so NBC used it as a pretext. Megyn Kelly became the Roseanne Barr mm-hmm. of NBC News because they had the long knives out. They wanted to get rid of Kelly.
Hey, James, we got to leave it right there, but to be continued, as always, the one and only James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Appreciate all the info and the insight, as always, James. Take care.
From Graceworks Pictures comes Indivisible, based on the true story of Army Chaplain Darren Turner and his wife, Heather.
It is with great honor that I have served my country, but I only stand before you today because Jesus is my rock. And because I have a family who loves and believes in me.
One marriage, one family, under God, indivisible. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. More information is available at indivisiblemovie.com.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. economy continues to create jobs, as ADP and Moody's Analytics have just released a report showing that it added 227,000 private sector jobs this month, 9,000 more than the 218,000 private payroll jobs that were created in September. Most of these gains are in the services industry, adding 189,000 jobs, construction and manufacturing each adding about 17,000. In Boston.
I'm just up here for the day, and I wouldn't miss it for the world.
That Red Sox fan is referring to is the big parade to celebrate the Red Sox World Series championship. That parade is going to step off in just about an hour. The Boston police are urging fans who are crowding the roads already to act responsibly. USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the match.
He did the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can match.
Then you can monster.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
You win. Welcome back, America. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, got some good news for you this holiday season. And, of course, with good news, sometimes you get the other side of the flip of the coin, too, right? So this holiday season first promises to boost retail sales. That's the good news. But cybersecurity poses the greatest threat. Now, according to new research released from the National Center for the Middle Market, provides a retail industry forecast and what cybersecurity steps retailers should take to protect sales. And with us to tell us all about it, Tom Stewart, Executive Director of the National Center for Middle Market. Tom, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Bill, I'm fine. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you here. We know last year's holiday season reported historical numbers in online shopping on Cyber Monday hit an all-time high. In fact, it was the first $2 billion mobile shopping day, with 1.4 billion transactions being done on smartphones. This according to Adobe Analytics. So, Tom, this report, let's talk about the key findings. Let's dig into those. What were they?
Yeah, well, let me tell you, we did a study, a survey of 1,000 mid-sized companies in all industries, asking questions about how important cybersecurity was to them. Because, as you said, the flip side of this move to online selling and online commerce, and in all industries, but particularly in retail, which we see the most, the flip side of that is that you do have concern about cybersecurity. The good news is that we looked at the same numbers, the same survey, 2 years ago, and companies have really got with the picture. The number of companies that say cybersecurity is very or extremely important jumped 14 points to 71% in 2 years. Wow. And the biggest news there is the biggest jump was the smaller companies. So the moms and pops, but also the, you know, the small chains, the Amazon's always been concerned about cybersecurity, but what we're really seeing is that some of these smaller firms have, and mid-sized firms have taken this really seriously and are starting to invest in serious ways, train their people, go out to cloud protection, and basically try to build a fort around transactions so that they're a lot more secure than they might have been a couple of years ago.
Well, Tom, for those companies that haven't quite got the memo yet, and they need to understand the risk of cybersecurity, I'm talking about both traditional online retailers, what would you tell them?
Well, the first thing is it's real. One of the things that always surprises me when we come out and ask companies is, have you been hacked? The number that say they've been hacked is lower than the number that we know it is. The average company has been penetrated for 200 days before they find out. So there's a saying in the cybersecurity business is that two kinds of companies, companies that have been hacked and know it, and companies that have been hacked and don't know it. So the first thing is, wake up. It's out there. The second thing is then think about a comprehensive program of thinking about how you train your people, because I mentioned a fort before, but the most important part of a cyber defense is an alert workforce, just as it's an alert shopper. The most important part is training your people, then making sure you've got processes, and then making sure you've got the best possible technology. But it's all three of those things.
Yeah, Tom, you bring up a good point. That is that, you know, our people and our companies, I mean, they're all gateways, right?
Well, you know, the number one kind of attack for mid-sized companies is a phishing attack.
Yes.
You know, that email that says, you know, click here, your email account's going to be disabled, or we need to refresh your password, click here. Those phishing attacks are the number one form of attack, the most successful form, and that's because somebody wasn't paying attention.
Yeah. Well, if it can happen to the DNC, it could happen to you too, right?
Or the city of Atlanta, or Target, or it happens to big companies, and mid-sized companies are not immune from it. You know, this sort of attacking is a profit-making business, and these guys aren't necessarily looking for Fort Knox.
Yes.
You know, they could be looking for Fort Bill or Fort Tom.
Right.
And you know, I mean, because they just say, you know, send us $5,000 in Bitcoin.
That's right.
It's not necessarily going after big guys. It's going after all the players.
Right. So what are you recommending businesses do to prevent cybersecurity infringement?
Well, the first thing is get smart. I mean, we've just released this study. We've created a whole cybersecurity resource center on our website, which is middlemarketcenter.org. But that's the first thing, is get aware. The second thing is to make this a strategic priority that goes across the enterprise. That means everything from training people to getting insurance to hardening the technology. The good news is that our data show that the companies that invest the most and pay the most attention to cybersecurity are growing faster than those that don't, which is to say a good defense does not get in the way of a good offense. It probably supports it.
Now, without a doubt. Tom Stewart is the executive director of the National Center for the Middle Market, the leading source for knowledge, leadership, and research on mid-sized companies based at the Fisher College of Business at Ohio State University. Tom, speaking of, you know, a complementing cybersecurity force and protection, you know, we can understand that a weak cybersecurity plan can impact a retailer, its sales, and ultimately its customers, can it not?
It absolutely can, and that's one of the things I think as companies need to get woke, in part because the crime is out there, but also because their customers are getting woke. And so we all know as consumers that we are sharper about this. We look at the ATM to see if there looks like a skimmer. We look at online transactions. We're getting better. And so we need to see and want to see tangible evidence that the merchants we deal with and the suppliers of everything, you know, retail, healthcare, financial services, we as consumers are getting smarter about this. And so we want to see tangible evidence that the companies we do business with are getting smarter themselves.
Well, from Tom's Did You Know file, the most frequent type cyber attack, as he said, is phishing, followed by virus and then Trojan. Almost one in five middle market firms became a target of cyber attack in the past 12 months, and only about one half of firms are confident about the protections they have against cyber attacks. And retail sector was the top cyber attack target in 2017. And there's a lot of information in this report that you need to be aware of. And Tom will give you the you know, the website where you can get some more information here. Tom, what is that?
It's, as I said, middlemarketcenter.org. You can find this new report, also the Cybersecurity Resource Center that we built. That's in there, middlemarketcenter.org.
That's a great job. Tell us about the National Center for the Middle Market and its mission, Tom, if you would. We got about a minute left here.
So we're based at The Ohio State University.
The Ohio State, I want you to know that.
Yeah,
when he says The Ohio, you know his hand goes over his heart.
You know, but we're based at The Ohio State University, and we are the nation's leading research center focused on companies in the middle, the companies with sales between 10 million and a billion that are bigger than small, smaller than big. It's the middle third of the private sector, and it's also the strongest area of economic growth, whether it's job growth or revenue growth. It's actually in the middle that that you see the fastest growing companies, and we're basically the only guys out there studying who these companies are, what their needs are, and what they can do so that they're even more successful than they already are.
That's what it's all about. I'll tell you again, Tom, the website they need to go to?
Middlemarketcenter.org.
Well, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Tom Stewart has been our guest, Executive Director of the National Center for the Middle Market. Tom, thank you very much for the information. Great job. Appreciate it.
Bill, thank you.
This is Dan Perkins for Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us with your veterans tip of the day. You served your country, you made a difference, but your country needs you to fight one more time. Here's your veterans tip of the day. Next month may be one of the most important midterm elections in our lifetime. You, along with all Americans, are going to be asked if you want America to go forward or backwards. Encourage your fellow vets and friends to vote. The country you save may be your own. This has been Dan Perkins with your veterans tip of the day.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
This report is brought to you by Sears Home Services. When your home is full of guests for the holidays, the last thing you want to deal with is a maintenance problem. Appliances that don't work, an outdated kitchen, or a backed-up garbage disposal are ingredients for an unforgettable holiday gathering, and not in a good way. Home improvement expert Chip Wade shares some basic maintenance tips to avoid these issues this holiday season.
Avoid breakdowns by maintaining your appliances properly. For a DIY approach, remove the knobs of your stovetop and clean them separately. This reduces the possibility of cleaning solution dripping inside your unit and potentially causing it to malfunction. Freshen up your kitchen without breaking your budget. Give it a new coat of paint or change out the old hardware on your cabinets. Consider purchasing a home warranty to protect major appliances, like your washer and your dryer, and home systems like HVAC, plumbing, or electrical, which can help you when you need it the most.
For more, visit SearsHomeServices.com/fall.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Back with America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you are so inclined, you want to drop me an email, always love to hear from you. Good, bad, or indifferent, get involved in the conversation, you know. Your voice is welcome here. I mean, this is what, you know, being an American is all about. When our founding fathers said, we the people. It really is a command. It is a, in a sense, a manifesto to say that we the people choose to be activated and active in our government. That we're not going to just be passerbys and be passive and allow elites to come in. I mean, it's, you know, shamedly, this is what has happened to our country and why we're in the situation we're in and why everybody on the left is so upset, Hillary Clinton and everybody, because, you know, all of a sudden the rules changed. And the rules changed to where they were intended to be, and that is we the people, as Donald Trump said on Inauguration Day, that the country was now going back into the hands of we the people the way our founding fathers had originally intended it. What a novel idea, right? But you've got this perception, well, not even a perception, I mean, it's just this dogma that comes from the left that says, look at, you know, we the people are just a bunch of knuckleheads, and you can't handle it. You know, you're not responsible enough. You really need to have these highly educated individuals from all these Ivy League colleges, supposedly, and these attorneys to tell you what to do, because you just are so incompetent, says the group that has led us so incredibly into debt to the tune of $22 trillion, plus, you know, some unfunded liability, some have estimated, in excess of $200 trillion. Okay. Did I say 22 billion or I meant 22 trillion, right? That is, and counting, you know, by the seconds. You go to our website and you just see the clock ticking away and the numbers just rattling off as they continue to grow. This is brought to you by these elites that said, look at, they've got a great idea. What they've done is they have managed to build up this incredible monolith of a bureaucracy that we're all paying for. And somehow they're convincing us that it's so needed. And here we have so much waste that has taken place. And this is being proven out with the current president, who is a real businessman. He's a real CEO. He's got the experience. I mean, when you think about it, as I mentioned earlier, this is probably the single biggest on-the-job training you know, position anybody could have. You're president of the United States. Where do you go? You know, where do you go for training to become president of the United States? But clearly, having the skill set of a chief executive officer is very helpful. And this is what Donald Trump brings, you know, to the dance here. Not to mention the fact that he's not beholden to any of the case readers, all these lobbyists that got, you know, that would have gotten elected and say, okay, hey, pay up, sucker. You know, you owe us. We got you elected. And this is what happens is our government is so sold out to all these other interests that the voice of the common man and common woman is ignored. Because, we vote, you know, but that's about it. You know, we're convinced to vote for them by the money that these elected officials raise almost as soon as they get into office. It's just an ongoing, you talk about a hamster wheel of raising money. It's no wonder that we're losing good people like Trey Gowdy and others who are just saying, hey, enough of this stuff. I just want to, you know, get away from the insanity. Can you imagine, you know, being there in the Beltway all the time, influenced by all this stuff, and you go, in your heart of hearts, you say, you know, this isn't right. I mean, there's something wrong about this, something dysfunctional, but the system is so well designed and so set that you've got to work around it. You've got to navigate these landmines. I mean, I'm convinced, we talk about good people like Senator Coburn, for example, who has since retired. And I thought he was a brilliant legislator. I thought what he brought, you know, to us in terms of the waste book management exposure and of course, the last one that, demonstrated that there was over $400 billion in duplicative waste. But, you know, we get the report and we're aware of it. But I don't know, you know, what do everyday Americans just say, okay, we got to suck it up, that's just the way it is, and ignore the facts and not put pressure on our legislators, say, wait a minute, $400 billion in duplicated waste? I mean, we could do a lot better with that $400 billion. Why don't we target to something that really matters, like maybe fixing health care or maybe fixing immigration or something, you know, getting some of these policies squared away? But why are we continuing to waste money? Why do we continue to get to that point where it's the fiscal year and all of a sudden you got to, you know, everybody's vacating their budgets because what they've been trained to do over the years is that if they have anything left over, well, then they get less the following year. So, oh, you can't have that. You know, you got to have the same budget or more, you know, so you got to vacate all that money. You got to demonstrate that you needed that money and you spent it. But there's no accountability to say, oh, okay, well, wait a minute. You just spent $20,000 on, number two Ticonderoga pencils and, or something inane and innocuous as that. You know, this is the kind of spending that happens recklessly. It's not their money. It's, you know, if it was, it'd be a different story, but it's our money. See, and this is what we're paying for. And what the Democrats have managed to do is to put their tentacles into the public coffers and, work things out for their benefit and to secure votes. I mean, it's really brilliant if you can get away with it. I mean, you got to hand it to Nancy Pelosi. I mean, she's not a dummy. You know, she's got the game and she knows the game. She knows what rules to break and how to break them. You know, she doesn't get in jail and, she's not going to get herself in. And I say Nancy Pelosi only because she's the poster child. I mean, she's the big fundraiser, right? And Democrats find out real quick, hey, what the party line's all about and what you have to do. And you've got to kowtow to Nancy Pelosi because she has a lot of money that she controls, that she's raised. She's been very effective. That's Nancy Pelosi's legacy. And, you know, and you got to hand it to her. So she knows the game. She knows how to wield power and influence. And all these, upstart Democrats, these younger Democrats, young lions that are coming in, that say they want to throw Nancy Pelosi out and out the window, it's not going to be that easy. You know, she has too much control and there's too many people that are beholden to Nancy Pelosi as there are many who are beholden to the traditional lobbyists and case readers. that dictate policy. And so here we are, the forgotten man and woman in Main Street, going, what is wrong with our government? Why are we paying for this kind of incompetency? Just so these people can hang around all these specially invited cocktail parties and act like they're all that in a bag of chips at our expense. At our expense. I don't know. I mean, I don't even know how they can sleep at night and have any kind of conscience and reconcile their behavior with what our founding fathers had intended with the U.S. Constitution. It's almost like, you know, my question to them is, when is the last time you really sat down and read the Constitution? Not even studied it, just read it. I don't know how you not read the Constitution and be impacted by it and say, wow, you know, we messed up here. We're messing up over here. We're not doing this right. This is not consistent. No, you know, it's just an absolute ignorance. And when I say ignorance, I mean purposely ignoring the obvious, you know, our U.S. Constitution that lays things out. But, you know, look, if we the people are not going to operate in our realm of authority, in our lane, as we've said, then, you know, guess what? The elites are happy to take over our lane. They'll just kick us off to the side, run us over, and be in charge, which is what they did previously for 8 years under Barack Obama. And look what we got. You know, we got a health care system shoved down our throats. Now, I understand some people are saying, wait, I want my health care system. You know, it's like that one lady in that town hall meeting. You know, I pay a dollar. What is it? A dollar or $10. I pay, you know, some incredible amount of money, you know, for my health care. Don't take that health care. Well, of course not. Well, this is what the government, this is what they do. This is what Democrats do. Is they, in order to get the vote, they buy the votes with legislation like this, just like they did on the war on poverty and why so many blacks for so many years. I mean, according to President Johnson, you know, when he was convincing the rest of the senators, especially the Southern Democrats, you got to go along with this. You know, if you go along with this, and if we, you know, create this entitlement program and this war on poverty, we're going to have blacks voting for us for the next 100 years, quote unquote. That's what he said. And look what happened. You know, blacks have followed suit. They got all this money. I think it was, I think it's somewhere around $24 trillion. Trillion. $24 trillion have been spent on the war on poverty. You know what kind of dent that has made? We went from 15%, and really at the time, the whole issue of poverty wasn't that big a deal, but they made it a big deal. Okay, they brought it to the light and said, okay, we're going to do all this. And they poured in all this money, the people's money. And we went from 15% to 15.1%. How's that for management? Okay, how's that for responsible governance and use of the people's money? See, but we got worked here. And these are things that most people, you know, they aren't aware of. They're surprised. I mean, when this comes up in conversation, casual societal conversation that I have with people, and you give them these facts, they go, oh, I didn't know that. Well, you should know that. You shouldn't be ignorant. And of course, this is the thing that bothers me most about the mainstream media and this whole era of fake news and this information age in which we live in, which, you know, with all this information flying around, as it's been said, you know, we've got so much information flying around, but yet so little knowledge. Because it's out there, it's in the ether, but we're not really looking at it. And of course, some of this stuff is prejudicial. We know that it's fake news. It's all to push an ulterior motive, not to really pursue truth. And that's the shame of it all. Because for all the resources and talent that's available to us in the mainstream media, they are disserving us. They are misserving us. Instead of documenting history and really pursuing the truth, no matter where it leads. This is Bill Martinez. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most.
Blue Diamond Gussets got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.